Real Resistance Radio. I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Aurora Healthcare has agreed to pay $12 million to the federal and state governments to settle allegations that it violated the federal anti-kickback law by giving excessive compensation to two doctors. The Journal Sentinel is reporting that Marquette University discreetly considered building a new basketball arena of its own for a few months before agreeing to be a tenant of the Fiserv Forum. And Tony Evers and Mandela Barnes want to get input from the public on the next state budget, so they're doing a four-city budget listening tour. It's called the Building the People's Budget Tour. They'll be in La Crosse tomorrow and Milwaukee on Wednesday. Anyone can attend, but you must register online at eventbrite.com. Outside tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-20s. You're listening to Real Resistance Radio.